Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you get into From the Command Center Episode 16, Space Patrol Delta from Power Rangers, I just wanted to let you know that Scotty and I had an amazing time talking about SPD during the episode that you'll hear coming up. But the night that we recorded, Scotty had a sinus infection or something. He wasn't feeling that well. So I was trying to, at the tail end of the episode, I was trying to move it along as much as possible. Tyler and John, I'm sorry if we didn't answer any of your questions. It just becomes really harried to keep track of all this feedback between voicemails and emails and comments and whatever else. I try to keep it all straight as much as I can, but sometimes I lose track. So I apologize to you guys for that. But yeah, enjoy SPD here on From the Command Center.
SPD Emergency!
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcaster Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 16. I am your host, TFGO and Mike, and joining me is a sinus-infected Scotty Cash from Pop Culture Network. Hello.
I think I'm dying.
You sound like you're dying.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It gets better, and then it gets worse, and then it gets better, and then it gets worse.
Yep. That's, yeah, I had that kind of thing a while ago. Now, just so everybody doesn't think that I forced Scotty into recording this while he's sick, he actually emailed me and said, hey, can we record this now before my sinuses get worse? I was like, sure, whatever. So yeah, everybody had a, you know, pretty positive reaction to the Jason David Frank interview. You know, it was super awesome to talk to him. He's going to be doing a lot of really, really great stuff. I've been keeping up with his Facebook page and all that good stuff. Let's see what else is going on. Divergence premiered. Daniel Southworth series on YouTube.
Right.
It's a pretty cool series so far. I've been watching it. I really like it. It surprises me how, like, they can put a full, I know it's not full budget, but what looks to be like a fully budgeted television show for 6 minutes, you know, 6 to 10 minutes on YouTube. I think that's just amazing and awesome, and they're doing a great job with that. We've got a couple of emails. I'm not going to read them all. I'm not going to read everything from both of them. I'm going to read part of them. The email that we got was from someone named Athena. Says, I love your podcast and views on the season, and it was pretty awesome that you got to interview Jason David Frank. Your discussions are very amusing, and I always like to hear other people's opinions of the various seasons because it helps my enjoyment or helps me look at things from a different angle. In your Dino Thunder review, you mentioned that the Triassic Ranger felt a lot like a Sixth Ranger, and I don't blame you for thinking that. The production team for the season thought so too. When they first got the footage of the Triassic Ranger, they believed it was a completely new Ranger and started setting up a character to take on those powers. Believe it or not, they had planned for Devin to become the Sixth Ranger, but when it became apparent that it was simply a power-up for Connor, the plans for that were scrapped. I enjoyed the season originally because Tommy was coming back, and I grew to enjoy it more. And the other four Rangers primarily because I happened to be in high school when the show was airing. Granted, I was a sophomore, not a senior. I loved it. It reminded me of myself and my group of friends that while we got on each other's nerves and drove each other nuts, we stuck together. Also, what do you guys think about all of the news about the next season being revealed at Comic-Con? I will admit I got really excited with the announcement of Gokaiger footage will be used, but do you think they'll still use 20 episodes a year thing? Because if they do it, it might be hard to squeeze the epicness of Gokaiger into so few episodes. Not to mention the rumor at the time of me writing this that both Gokaiger and Gokaiger footage is going to be combined for Mega Force. Most likely it will be cleared up by the time you read this on your next episode. Still like to hear what you guys think about it. Anyways, can't wait for you guys to get to SPD and start of the Kalish era. And your reactions to it. Power on. Well, we already know that Gokaiger and Gokaiger, Gokaiger is going to be season one, Gokaiger is going to be season two of Megaforce. I honestly can't form an opinion of Megaforce yet until I see a promo, a trailer, something. Until I actually see footage of the cast. Over the weekend I caught up with Spada, and he and I were talking about it, and I finally got to see the actors that are going to be the cast members, and they don't impress me.
Yeah, I've seen a small clip of Megaforce, but it's somebody sent me a link, and it's like a secret crazy link, but it was very, I'm sure it was built by a quick company, because there's no way that they got the people. You know, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch the Samurai trailer, there was actually like real footage of them like walking up in their suits when they're just kind of showing the guys and the Rangers. So I'm pretty sure it's just Sentai with pictures of the cast.
Yeah. Again, when it comes to the Power Rangers seasons, I've never, like, okay, I can look at, say, something like Transformers Prime or Beast Wars or like Phineas and Ferb. I can look at news of that kind of stuff, and I can, you know, really make an opinion that either way, whether I'm going to like it or not. With Power Rangers, I can't do that until I see an actual commercial on television or until I see an episode. I just can't do that. As far as the Triassic Ranger thing from Dino Thunder, Devin would have never been a Triassic Ranger.
That would have been terrible.
That wouldn't have worked at all.
That
would have
been awful.
As much as I kind of complained about how the Triassic is just a power-up for Connor, I don't think Devin would have been a decent choice for that.
It wouldn't have been very believable. I understand that we're watching teenagers fight off monsters and giant robots, but nerdy old goofy Devin is not going to be, you know, the Triassic Ranger.
No, not at all. We got another one from Chaotix. He actually posted this on the GCRN site and over on the Pop Culture Network forums. Entertaining episode as always, guys. Great to hear you sing the praises of Dino Thunder. It has always been one of my favorite seasons. Yeah, I wouldn't get my hopes up for seeing a team up made entirely of returning Rangers from Megaforce, seeing as how the plot synopsis indicates that they'll traditional teenagers with attitude gathered together by a mythical being called Gosei, rather than returning characters. Now, here's the thing about this, and I'm gonna interrupt reading his post here for this, because, again, as I said, I was catching up with Spada, and Spada and I were talking about this. This wasn't recorded, but it was just having a conversation. When I saw the cast for Megaforce, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever, I'll wait. What I would like to see them do with veteran Rangers is, like, maybe every 5 episodes have, like, somebody appear in an episode or something, like one of the old ones appear in one of the episodes. Like, say you tell the origin story of the Megaforce team, and then, like, the 6th episode you could have someone team up with them that is a veteran Ranger. That's what I would like to see. I don't know if it'll happen, but that's what I would like to see. He goes, Scotty, the Gokaigers might have been guardian angels in the Sentai, but Megaforce is completely removing that element. You see, Ghost Sager is a lot of obvious MMPR parallels, big head guy, robot, the same initial five colors, or so our adaption is going to for a much more traditional aliens attack force, big head guy, and this robotic assistant to summon five teenagers to become Power Rangers plot rather than throwing angels into it. It's reminiscent of MMPR, which makes it perfect for an anniversary series. I don't know how they're going to throw Gokager stuff into the second season, but it should be interesting, to say the least. Now, if they throw... What does he say here? if they threw angels into it, that would not fly here in the U.S. because you'd have so many religious groups going after Power Rangers.
Right.
You just would. So yeah, just head on over to geekcastradio.com to read the and go over to the Dino Thunder post. You can read the rest of Chaotix's comments there. Pretty awesome. It's very lengthy, but that's cool. So there's that. Let's see what else. Before we really get into SPD, there's a lot of, like, when I listened back to Dino Thunder, when we did Dino Thunder, there's a lot of stuff I left out.
Like,
I don't
what?
Know, I don't know what it is. We get to talking and we usually end up talking about, you know, the Zords and the powers and this, that, and anything. And it's like half the time I will completely forget to bring up any character development, which character development for me is like one of the biggest things. I mean, yes, we did talk about Tommy's character and all that stuff, but we very rarely talked about the rest of the cast. And the only thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, Cassidy, she essentially is that stuck up, you know, look out for herself person. As Dino Thunder progresses, even Ethan befriends her. And, you know, she kind of...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. Club for details.
Mellows out, so I like that about her character. There wasn't a real, I mean, there was kind of a romance between Kira and Trent, but there wasn't like really any major, like, in your face romances. All right, so getting into SPD, which is Power Rangers Space Patrol Delta. It is the 2005 incarnation of the Power Rangers television series, adapted from the Super Sentai series Tokusatsu Sentai Deca Ranger. It is also the title for the Korean dub of the Deca Ranger in South Korea, whose logo is similar to the American series. SPD stands for Space Patrol Delta, as I said. In Deca Ranger, it stood for Special Police Deca Ranger, and in the South Korean dub of Deca Ranger, it stood for Special Police Delta. It was officially debuted on February 5th, 2005 on ABC Family. Did you ever see this when it aired on TV?
No.
I did. This actually, and I'll bring this up at the end of the podcast, this is my final season of actually having memories of watching Power Rangers when they were on television. After SPD and I saw the Mystic Force trailer, it was just like, no. Just no.
Have you started watching it yet?
No, and I won't. This episode of From the Command Center will air on Saturday, August 11th. I do not plan on starting Mystic Force until probably the end of the month, probably around the weekend of the 24th, 25th, and 26th, because I'm just going to marathon it through a weekend. I'm gonna watch as many episodes as I can, because I know from, like, get your magic out of my Power Rangers. The only thing I have ever really watched that I liked that had magic in it was friggin' He-Man.
And what about Harry Potter?
I do not like Harry Potter.
Oh.
I would rather watch a movie with Homer Simpson and Harry Plopper than watch that.
Hell yeah.
Wizard Boy. No, I remember watching SPD very briefly. I saw the first two episodes when it was on air. And I saw episodes here and there, but it was, yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it all. I saw the first two episodes, I saw a couple in the middle, and I did see the finale. So there's that. Let's see. The characters. All right, so we've got Jack Landers, Skye Tate, Bridge Carson, Z Delgado, Sydney Drew, Omega Ranger Sam, Commander Anubis Doggy Kruger, Catherine Cat Manx, and the Nova Ranger. And we also have, let's see. Well, those are really the main team. There's also Boom, but he's more of a side character than anything else, according to the listing. So, out of these new Rangers, what did you think of them?
I liked them. I liked how the story was told, like Z and what's his name?
Jack.
Jack were, Robin Hood, I guess, you know what I mean, if you will. And how they were, they were chose the way they were chose, which is completely different than any other Power Rangers that, from before. So, but no, I thought all the guys, all, well, and girls did a really good job. I do wish that, again, like I didn't know anything about SPD, so when I watched it, I watched the preview, or not the preview, the opening, and it ruins it right away. Of course, it only ruins the first, episode or two, because then you find out that Jack's going to be the Red Ranger. But it's like, I didn't know Jack was going to be the Red Ranger. I had no idea. I wouldn't have known that until it actually happened. But they put the opening out the way they did, and I knew Jack was going to be the Red Ranger from the get-go. So that was kind of disappointing.
Between if you combined Jack's arrogance, well, Jack and Skye's arrogance together, you would essentially get Joel from Lightspeed. Skye is all about the rules and all about, oh, I have to be Red Ranger because my dad was Red Ranger, blah 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 blah. And I just, oh God, I am surprised that they got this series to, what was it, 36, 38 episodes, however long it is. Like, it surprised me that it went that long, because it just seemed like it was a lot shorter to me. It like, okay, take, I'm not going to use Dino Thunder as a comparison, but take Time Force. Time Force, I think, was 40 episodes. Again, don't quote me, listeners, on it, because I'm not looking at any information. I'm just going off memory. Time Force was like 40 episodes, and those 40 episodes played out very well, even the one-offs. I mean, this one does have one-offs, but it has more of the strict story-based continuity that we're getting used to. And I liked it, but it was like, really? This is progressing way too. The pacing on the overall series is just way too fast as far. And honestly, out of the Rangers, honestly, if I was going to pick one, the one appearance of Cat as the Orange Ranger, and Doggy, I like Doggy as a ranger.
Yeah, he did. He did good. There was how many Rangers were there altogether then? Because if you count Cat as the Orange Ranger, and then at the very end there was the Nova Ranger,
And then Omega Sam.
Omega, and then you had those six. So you had like nine Rangers. That's a lot. But
That's
not to jump too far ahead, SPD, they, let's see, how do I word this? When they showed off Doggy Kruger as the sixth ranger, that is the way a sixth ranger makes his debut, with a counter, a hundred, a hundred counter, where it's counting down while he's going, balls to the wall, going crazy, kicking all the, crap out of these guys, so he can get to old what's his name, when he's like, well, you got to go through these guys. He's like, all right, that's fine. And then just, goes through. It was awesome. It was amazing. And that's how a lot of these other six Rangers should have been, I keep thinking back to Lost Galaxy with the Magna Defender and how lame that was.
I like the Magnum Defender overall. I mean, you know, once it was, you know, revealed of his story, the only problem, as I said in the Lost Galaxy episode, was they kept telling his story. Every time he appeared in an episode in Lost Galaxy, they had to, Zika, Zuka, whatever the fuck his kid's, excuse my language, whatever the hell his kid's name was. You know, that was the only thing. I thought with this, with Doggy, when he appeared as the Shadow Ranger, first of all, does his nose shrink inside that helmet?
Well, apparently his whole body shrinks.
Apparently so.
Because that Power Ranger outfit could wear that whole Doggy outfit. So it's we've already had a little kid, Justin, grow up into a big Blue Ranger. So who cares?
I just don't know. All right, like the SPD uniforms, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And once Omega comes in, he has a Roman numeral 6 on him. Yet Doggy's suit has a 100. I don't understand that. Maybe that's to tie into his premiere scene where he has to kill 100 guys.
Yeah, but which still doesn't make any sense.
No, it still doesn't make any sense at all.
What I was saying earlier was I wasn't talking like I don't like the Magnet Defender. I'm just talking like as an entrance of a Six Ranger.
Right, well. Yeah. Overall, even though I do enjoy SPD, the overall attributes of the Rangers, the original five, in, like, I would say the first 10 to 20 episodes of the series, all of their personalities suck.
I don't know.
Sky is too by the book. Jack is too loose. Z, she's there, but again, she'll follow Jack. Sydney is essentially a Cassidy Cornell from Dino Thunder. I mean, it's not the same actress, but her personality is like, oh, I broke a nail. You know,
she's very early Kimberly from Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. And Bridge is just, you know, Bridge gets stuff done with his weird ways, but I don't know. My first impressions of the five Ranger characters in this was just like, no. They grew on me over time, but I didn't care for them. I would say the first 10 or 12, maybe even 15 episodes of the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy with the characters and everything and the way that they went about. There's obviously some stuff that I don't like, but overall, I think I do definitely like them.
Yeah.
We're talking about their suits or whatever, and not to jump too far ahead, but how amazing are their SPD SWAT suits?
The SWAT suits are great. I will say that this is one of the worst battleizers we've ever had. I'd rather have giant feet than have something just not barely even there. I don't even really know what the hell Jack's battleizer was supposed to be. I mean, it was essentially a mini version of the SWAT uniform. I think my favorite character overall, it's partially because she's hot, is Cat Manx.
She is hot.
Yes, she is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We also have, this is the very first series or season in Power Rangers that I know of that a child has said, I will see you again someday. And has come back to become a Ranger. If you remember...
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Well, I liked it because if you remember in MMPR the movie, Fred was like, Fred Campbell, the Silver Ranger. No, Fred Campbell, the Gold Ranger. And then we never got anything else with that kid. And then, as you said earlier, you know, you're Justin and he's Rue. Whereas this, you have Sam, who was the kid, and he, you know, went off, did whatever, and then they brought in that whole future timeline thing where he's just a ball of energy.
Yeah.
And then it was revealed to be him. I like that. I thought that was kind of cool to see that.
I think it was just, I don't know. I thought it was lame and boring because they could have, I don't know. They could have. I didn't have a problem with it being Sam, I guess. But they, why was he just a ball? I don't understand that.
Because he said it in one of the episodes when they opened that time portal to get the samurai villain out. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Came. Like I know the story. I'm saying, I just think they could have made that a different person instead of making him Sam. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter one way or another.
Yeah.
But I did love Sam's Ranger outfit, costume, whatever you call it, suit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very awesome. And then the Nova Ranger, she only appeared in the very last episode, so there's really nothing to talk about with her.
Yeah.
As far as the allies, like I said before, you had Boom. Boom is essentially Cat's lackey, I guess. He's the tester.
Yeah, I enjoyed Boone, especially when he became a ranger. Like yeah, like when he was the fake ranger or whatever.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That I loved that episode.
With his parents? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You have Supreme Commander Fowler Birdie. You have Sergeant Silverback. You got Piggy.
I was a big fan of Silverback.
Yeah, Silverback is essentially Doggy in a monkey suit because I think it's the same. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm like when I was watching it again, and I was like, wait a second, that's the same voice as Doggy. Is that the same actor? And it is. I believe it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. He was portrayed. Okay, so Sergeant Silverback was portrayed by John Toy. And we're Anubis Doggy Kruger. He was portrayed in suit and voiced by John Toy. So it's the same voice. I don't think it's the same person, obviously, in the suit, but it is the same guy doing the same voice.
Right.
So that is pretty cool. I did like that. Piggy is the Balkan Skull combination, I guess. Piggy's a little gross and a little weird.
I loved his character. I liked how he was just Piggy was out for Piggy. That was it. He'd stab anybody in the back. It didn't matter.
Yeah,
he was out. He was out for himself and himself only. He was kind of entertaining. I liked how mad he would get when they would all come to his shop and all his customers would run away and leave.
Mm-hmm.
That was always fun.
Yeah, that was always funny. Allie Samuels, who is the daughter of the owner of Samuels Clothing, who Jack found one day loading up her truck with clothes. And then you have Doggy's wife, Isenia Kruger, who is supposedly dead until the last episode. For the villains this time around, we have Emperor Grum, who looks like a green version of Skeletor.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's,
I guess.
I mean, just his head, not his entire body, but just the way that he carries himself. He reminds me of Skeletor. Mora / Morgana, which this was weird to me. They never really explained the story of why, you know. In the show, they never explain the story of why at one point she's a little girl and then why is she returned to an adult form, blah, 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 blah. She reminds me of the chick, the little girl reminds me of the girl in the first Resident Evil movie.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those. And you could tell that the team-up episode mm-hmm. was recorded before she was small because she was normal size. She was like she was small, and then in the team-up episode, she was like normal size, and then the next episode, she was small again.
Yeah.
So it's like, oops.
I don't know. I thought it was an interesting way to be able to make monsters, just like Dino Thunder was. You know, they had the genome randomizer. I thought that was really cool. And essentially, Mora is a mini Finster, but
Yeah.
she's not really that. I guess instead of okay, I well yes they well they had to get two actresses, but I guess instead of I guess as far as story wise, instead of having two different characters, they essentially use two actresses for an adult version and a child version of the same person. Which I guess kind of makes sense. I don't know. And you have the other main villain of the series, Broodwing. I love
Yeah,
Broodwing. He
Brewing
was
was
so freaking
awesome.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, Brewing was definitely awesome.
Broodwing kind of reminded me of oh God, what's the Machine Empire's flunky's name?
Oh, I don't remember that.
God, the one with the Irish accent, Clank or Clunk or whatever his name was, the one that would swing Orbis around.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't
him.
remember his name.
Yeah, I think it's Clank. I could be wrong. People will, berate us for it later. But no, Broodwing reminds me of him, but Broodwing is a much darker, devious. He's essentially a bat arms dealer, is what he is.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah, and I absolutely loved it. It was great. Very, very cool. Omni to me is essentially the MacGuffin of the entire series. He's mentioned maybe three times, and then he comes in at the end. Cause throughout this whole series, I would say for the first, and I could be wrong, but for the first like 20, 25 episodes or so, you just think that Grum wants to take over the world or Grum wants to take over the universe. And then they start putting in this storyline in of this Omni, and he's preparing for the great malevolence and all this. And I'm like, really? That just didn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I see where you're going. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna have like if you're gonna have a great power, it's kind of like Lord Zedd with oh God. It's Rita's father's name. I can't think off the top of my head. It's kind of like an MMPR where you had Rita and then you had Zedd and then you had Rita's dad come in. One is more power. Each one is more powerful than the last one. If they had done something with Omni in like the very beginning, like if they had started saying about, oh well, my master plan isn't done yet, or my master's plan isn't done yet. If they had started that out in the beginning and not just made Grum, oh, I'm going to take over the Earth, I would have liked it a lot better. You also have General Bragg, who supposedly was the one that killed Icenia. Come to find out, he wasn't. And then you get the Crybots. I love the Crybots. The Crybots remind me of the Cogs.
Yeah, and the cogs are sweet. The episode that you were kind of referring to
Yeah.
was a pretty good episode when Doggy Kruger was like, guilty or not guilty, and it came up not guilty. I was
Not
like,
guilty. Yeah.
ooh, that's neat. I didn't see that coming, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
So I was quite happy with that.
Yeah, I love that was awesome. The Crybots are kind of like the Cogs, but they dance less and they're less mischievous, but I liked them. I was waiting for the Rangers, one of the Rangers to say when they found out it was robots, and I was waiting for the line, "Dude's nuts, they're robots. Robots, cowabunga!" Just waiting for them to come out of their shells. Oh man, the blue heads and the orange heads. I don't get like, it's usually you have like the robots, like the Crybots or the Putties or Tengus or Insecto, whatever. You have the mini minions, and then you have the monster. Here you've got the Crybots, the blue heads, the orange heads, and then a monster who eventually pilots a freaking robot that Broodwing would have sold to Grum.
I didn't like that, how
I
fast that
didn't
would
like
go.
that either. That's just too much. I mean, I know the whole series is, you know, on the SPD side is based off of, you know, kind of like a military police force, and I get that. I understand why they have what they have, but that villain structure was just way too complicated.
Yeah.
And the final villains, I guess you could say, are the A Squad.
I mean, they're definitely villains.
No, I know, but I'm saying like the final to cap off the villains discussion is it is the A Squad, because in the very beginning, when they go off to do whatever they're gonna do, Bridge uses his civilian power to scan their auras, and he says something to the effect of, their colors are off, or this, that, and the other thing. And then they supposedly get captured, or they disappear, or they're missing in action for a good majority of the entire series, up until like the last three or four.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Four episodes. And, you know, come to find out they are evil. I would have liked maybe an episode before they showed up at the end. I would have liked an episode where it focused on what they were doing and giving us a little bit more info on them. This is the first Power Rangers series to, well, it's not the first ever to have a female leader, but it's the first ever to have a female Red Ranger. Cause you do have the aquatic chick from Alien Rangers, but anyway, but no, the A Squad, you know, again, I felt like they were just there to be there to do the double crossing, but there was like really no real backstory to them. Like, you know, why is it that they're doing this? Other than the excuse of, well, you know, power corrupts absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That's what the reason was. They just wanted more power. The Doggy Kruger and them just weren't, they just couldn't give them what they wanted. I liked how everything played out, and how there was a few times when the A Squad wasn't around that, you know, they were referred to as better than the B Squad, and just, I mean, they might have only been in a few episodes, but, you know, they were used a couple different times throughout the season, and I really enjoyed that. You know, maybe even if it was just their name is what I'm talking about. I don't mean necessarily like their characters.
Yeah.
But
what did you kind of try? Okay, so if you had to pick a favorite ranger and a favorite villain, who would it be?
Let's see here. I don't want to go with Jack. I'm definitely not picking Sky. I didn't really care for Sky at all. I probably wouldn't pick Jack either. I'd probably go with Bridge, just because F everybody else. But yeah. Or maybe I'll even go with Silverback, but he's not a ranger. Is Piggy a bad guy?
Piggy's an in between. I mean, if you choose Piggy as a character you like, or as like a, I would say he's a go between. He's not either way. I mean, eventually in the end, he becomes a good guy. So I guess you could pick him.
I like Piggy.
Yeah.
Piggy was looking out for Piggy, and that was funny.
Yeah. What about for villain?
That's my Piggy, dude.
Oh, okay. I'm picking
Piggy right. For villain.
Okay. All right. For Ranger, or, you know, for Ranger, I probably have to pick Doggy, because the entire series really revolves around his story. I mean, yes, you do have the other Ranger stories. Yes, Sky's father was a Red Ranger. Get the hell over it.
He was Time Force.
He was in the Time Force uniform, and I guess you could say that the Time Force technology gave way to the SPD technology, but I do not subscribe to the opinion that his father was either Wes or Alex. There's just no friggin' way.
No, I don't think they came out and said that, did they?
No, but I think people online have speculated about it.
No, because he even had an SPD badge on, and that wouldn't make sense.
I know it wouldn't make sense.
Those guys were Time Force, not SPD.
Yeah, I know it wouldn't make sense. Getting into the arsenal, what did you think of the fire extinguisher morphers? I don't know. Every time they hold those things up, every time the SPD morpher is held up, I either think of a fire extinguisher or a can of hairspray.
Yeah, I mean, I was completely happy with them, to be honest with you. It's definitely not the best. It's definitely not the worst, but they got the job done. Yeah. I really did like the guilty, not guilty thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
I did like that. It was kind of like in Time Force, where instead of killing them, they just like froze them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of killing these guys or making them explode, well, actually they did explode sometimes. But anyway, they would just put them in those little cards, kind of like the Phantom Zone for Superman.
Yep. Yeah.
So I mean, just to switch it up a little bit, I was perfectly happy with all those. That was neat.
And if you really like it, like if you want to tie SPD into other previous Ranger lore, there have been digicards before. You know, the Psycho Rangers were digitized into cards. So using this technology in the future would make sense. If you're going to tie every Ranger series from Mighty Morphin all in continuity up to now in SPD, you know, the cards do make a lot of sense.
Right.
No, I liked it. I thought it was ingenious because again, it was like in Time Force, as you said, you know, they froze them, but they turned into action figures almost, like they turned into minifigures.
Right.
Whereas here, they turn into cards, and they almost look like a Poke deck card, or you know, insert whatever Magic card game you want to insert. But what I loved about the cards was, the villain, you still saw them as being alive because, don't do this. Why are you doing this to me? You know, yep. They were talking inside the cards, and I love that. I thought it was great.
It was like jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, 52-card deck of people in jail.
Yeah, that's so true. The power, like, power up to SWAT mode, I liked it. I thought the SWAT uniforms were great. I thought it was nice that because this is a police force that they brought that in, and I really loved how they had to actually go somewhere to train to become SWAT versus just here's your new power, you know.
I absolutely totally 100% agree.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a very good I don't even know what the word I'm looking for here. I agree.
Yes. You've got the communicator, which is the phone option served as basic communication, allowing the Rangers to contact each other or the Academy, as well as some of the Delta runners. I couldn't stand the Wild Force phones. I like the SPD phones. They're cool.
What were you talking about earlier about? Oh, they're morphers. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, the morpher is the thing that they hold out.
Yep. I was thinking of their phone earlier is what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why it didn't make any sense. Well, their morpher is their phone, though. It's the same thing for all of it.
Yeah.
All it is a...
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it is pretty much... Yeah, it's... The morpher is all of these options, but what I was saying was, as far as, like, the communicator part of it is, I like the way that the phones are in this versus the phones in Wild Force. I mean, it makes sense and it looks cool to have these kind of phones.
Yeah.
And then you have the, Patrol Morpher, which is the Shadow Rangers Morpher. Looks exactly the same as the Delta Morphers and has the same functions, but is colored black. However, does not enable Commander Kruger to access SWAT mode. Well, he doesn't need SWAT mode. He's the Shadow Ranger.
He's a badass.
Yes, that's right.
I also, I guess we're not on episodes yet. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. All right. So the Omega Morpher, the Omega Rangers Morpher, the powers it has is Electro Mode, Blast Mode, Power Mode, Muscle Mode, Hyper Mode, Light Beam Mode, Charged Up Mode, and the Judgment Scanner. I liked it. I thought it was cool. But again, I prefer the regular Five Ranger Morphers over the Omega Morpher.
Okay. If you're talking just the Morpher, it wasn't too bad because it was different. You know, it's obviously not as cool as their Morphers. Yeah. But I thought the powers that Sam had was absolutely ridiculous. I thought that was stupid how he could slow down time, because you would never ever lose. I mean, it just didn't make any sense. Like that would be like if Superman started getting beat up by humans that could punch. Because Sam showed up and he's like, I can do this and I can slow down time and I can do this and I just beat everybody. And then he starts getting his ass kicked. And it's just like, well, where's all these? You got like 50,000 special powers, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I think they gave him too many powers because, yeah. and then like took them away from him, but they didn't even take them away. Just stopped using them. But I definitely would not want a giant handlebar morpher if I had to pick.
It, you know, you put wheels on that thing, it's a bicycle,
right?
All right, let's talk about the weapons. We always love the weapons. The Delta Blasters can shoot the Red Ranger's personal sidearms. They function separately and be combined into the Delta Blaster combo mode. His Delta Blasters are all right for a gun, I guess. The Delta Max Striker, the blue, green, yellow, and pink Ranger's personal sidearms. Barrel of the blaster doubles as a sword while the grip serves as a taser-like weapon. Now that's pretty cool. A sword, a gun, and a taser all in one.
Right. I liked Jack's Delta Blaster just fine. You didn't like it?
I thought it was all right.
I liked how they became, you know, obviously two different sidearms is what I enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Delta Max Strikers were nice, and so what is the Shadow Saber?
Yeah, I love the Shadow Saber. That was awesome.
I was going to say earlier was I loved the episode that Jack had to have the Shadow Saber to beat whatever the villain's name was at the time, and then...
That's the Samurai, yeah.
And then Doggy Kruger was like, oh yeah, hey, FYI, that's not the Shadow Saber.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a good episode.
You have the Delta Enforcers. These powerful guns associated with the SWAT mode have different functions depending on the cards swiped and inserted into them, such as containment mode.
I liked them.
Yeah, absolutely. I love all the SWAT stuff.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
What did you think of Rick, robotic interactive canine?
Absolutely 100% loved him. Love the piss out of Rick.
I like Rick 2.0. Rick 1.0 was kind of like,
I was perfectly fine with him. I liked. It's weird that I cared so much about a character that really wasn't a character. You know what I mean? He was obviously a character, but he didn't have any speaking parts or anything. But I really liked how they used him and how he was in certain episodes doing certain things. And it seems like, you know, at least one episode, all of the Rangers had something to do with Rick.
Yeah.
You know.
And he turns into the canine cannon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I could have done without that, but it's whatever. Because that means, because I understand he's a super robot dog, but it's like, you know, they would be nowhere near him, and they would call for it. And he'd look, oh, look, Rick's here. How convenient. But whatever.
Yeah. And then you have the SPD Battleizer, accessed by the Magna Morpher. The SPD Battleizer was designed by Cat and Boom. The Battleizer has two modes. The second mode utilizing reconfigured Rick. Cyber mode, it enhances Jack's agility and fighting ability to superhuman levels and features a sword as well as some armor. In Sonic mode, Rick completely transforms into armor complete with rocket booster pack, sirens, laser, and flaming sword. I like Sonic mode. Cyber mode I could do without.
Oh, they're both stupid.
They're both stupid?
I hate Battleizers, dude. Never once have I enjoyed a Battleizer. They're always too much. They're just, it's ridiculous. I don't like them. I just don't like them at all.
And we've pretty much already sung the praises of SWAT mode. I mean, that's just, you know, Power Rangers SWAT stuff. It was pretty damn cool. For the vehicles, you have the patrol cycles, the Delta Cruiser, the Delta ATV, the Uniforce cycle, and the SWAT truck.
I was actually okay with this because they weren't all stupid motorcycles.
Right.
At least there was a couple different vehicles throughout, you know, like a four-wheeler, Doggy Kruger had a four-wheeler. There was a, let's see, what else did you say?
The cycle, the patrol cycles, which is the red, green, and blue Rangers. The Delta Cruiser, standard Jeep issued to the yellow and pink Rangers.
Yeah.
Delta ATV, four-wheeled vehicle, belonging to Shadow Ranger. The Uniforce cycle, motorized unicycle, belonging to the Omega Ranger.
Which was terrible.
That was dumb.
That was stupid.
The Uniforce cycle was dumb. A unicycle? Come on.
I won't say it. Never mind. Not yet.
And the SWAT truck, which is the armored truck used by the SWAT when they had the SWAT powers. As far as the Zords, you've got the Delta Runners. Delta Runners were the standard Zords of the A-Squad. Until their departure, the Zords then came into the possession of the B-Squad Rangers. Each of the Delta Runners has a different configuration, and all are dispatched from the Delta base. They combine to form the Delta Squad Megazord. This might be one of the... Like, I know you love the Animal Zords, and you love the Animal Megazords. I like Animal Megazords as well, but I also like some of the more technical stuff as well. But I did not care for the Delta Squad Megazord.
I agree.
It wasn't big enough. It had no bulk to it. Like, it wasn't like it was almost... It was like it had no weapons whatsoever. And just the whole design on the Delta Squad Megazord just looked like crap to me.
I don't know if I would go as far as saying it looked like crap, but it's pretty close to that. I think I hate the robot concept so bad that I don't know. I don't want it. How about that? As a toy, I don't want it. So, and I usually want every one of them. So it's like, that should explain something.
Yeah.
I did love though how it could ride on Sam's Megazord.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The Delta base, which had the Delta Command Crawler and Delta Command Megazord, it reminds me of the Delta Command Megazord reminds me of the Lightspeed Megazord where they had the solar panels on it. I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but
like that whole, yeah, the thing on the front.
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole chest plate reminded me of the solar panel stuff from Lightspeed.
Yeah. I liked it, to be honest with you, just because
I liked it. I thought it was cool that the entire base became a Zord. I thought that was really cool. It actually reminded me of Metroplex from Transformers G1.
Hell yeah.
And then you have the Omega Max Cycle, a futuristic Zord plotted by the Omega Ranger. The Omega Max Cycle is a gigantic motorcycle that can be ridden by the Delta Squad Megazord and can also become a powerful Megazord with blade weapons. In the official toy line, the Omega Max Megazord was erroneously referred to as the Omega Megazord. I like the Omega Max Megazord. As you said earlier, you thought it was cool that the Delta Squad Megazord could ride it. I thought that was kind of cool in that episode when Jack was like, here, move over, let me try.
Right.
I thought that was cool. We also have the Delta Max Megazord, where the Omega Cycle merge with the Delta Squad Megazord. I like that merging. I thought it was cool. Again, I can see why. Like, I know you don't like the ground-based vehicles. You like the animal zords, but I mean, it makes sense for, you know, a police force to have all of these different vehicles and stuff like that, and it makes sense for them to most of them to combine, I guess, in different configurations. But I don't know, individually, the Delta Runners and all, like, individually, I could care less. Individually, the Delta Runners reminded me of the Lightspeed vehicles, honestly. It was almost like they're reusing the Lightspeed vehicles a little bit. The very first Lightspeed vehicles.
Right, which kind of reminded me of that, and it was kind of lame. It also reminds me a little bit of Turbo, and Turbo was god-awful. So I just put them together, and I'm like, oh, this sucks. But no, they're definitely better than Turbo. And I don't mind them overall. I just always prefer the animals. You know, I don't want Gundam. I want different stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I stand on that.
I love the SWAT Flyers, and I love the SWAT Megazord. I think if I had to pick a favorite Megazord out of all of it, the SWAT Megazord would be my favorite.
I'll agree. Absolutely.
I think one of the reasons why I love the SWAT Megazord so much is because it reminds me of Lion Force Voltron.
Yeah.
If you look at that transformation as they go, SWAT Flyer 1 forms the head and body, SWAT Flyer 2 forms the arms, SWAT Flyer 3 forms the legs, and SWAT Flyers 4 and 5 form the feet. So it's not exactly the Voltron formation, but it's close enough to where it reminded me of it.
Right. SWAT Flyers. And they also made a gun too, didn't they?
Yeah, the SWAT Flyer cannon. SWAT Flyer Megazord can also transform into its own blaster mode for other Megazords to use, called the SWAT Flyer cannon. It is used to finish off enemies. SWAT Flyers 1 and 3 to 5 form the blaster's barrel. SWAT Flyer 2 forms the handle and trigger. It can also operate without SWAT Flyer 2. So that's, again, they did very cool, different things with the technology. And I thought that was, you know, really cool of them to figure out all these different combinations. It's not as many combinations as we had in Dino Thunder, but it was still cool.
Right. I definitely prefer I prefer the limb switching like that, as opposed to building up 9,000 different Megazords into one.
Yeah. Those Megazords are over 9,000.
What the hell are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
Oh.
It's an internet meme where something is over 9,000.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to go to Spada with the Sentai stuff, and we'll come back to talk about our favorite episodes and plot lines. We'll be back after this.
This part has been edited. Ha ha ha. You'll never know what was actually here.
You would normally be hearing Spada right now, but he emailed me before I put the show together and said that he was not going to be able to do the Sentai for SPD in time for the release. So we could have either pushed the show back till he was ready, or we could release it without his clip. And sadly, he said to go ahead and release it without his clip. I do have a direct message from him on Twitter that he said, he asked me, you guys are on SPD right now, correct? I said, yes, SPD is the Sentai clip I need for episode 16 editing. Cool, this is one of those rare occasions where PR is vastly superior to the Sentai. Now, I looked at the Sentai information on Wikipedia. I was going to try to do the clip. I was actually going to try to reach out to a couple of the fans, a couple of our listeners, to maybe see if one of them could do the clip. But with it having to go up on the 11th of August, there just wasn't enough time. So we apologize. Hopefully, Spada can be back. for the Mystic Farce Sentai. Now, on with the show. We got 38 episodes in this season.
Lot of two-parters.
In total, we were talking about this earlier. You were talking about how there are 9 Rangers. In total, if you...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You also count the A squad, and you don't count like the C and D squad and all that. Like you don't count the other cadets that aren't B squad. Between the A squad, the B squad, Cat, Boom.
Well, the way I took it was only the A squad gets to be Rangers, but since the A squad was gone, then now the B squad becomes
right.
Rangers.
So right,
C,
right,
D,
exactly.
E, F, and G aren't Rangers. Only the
right.
A squad.
No, I know that. Yes, no.
Oh, I got it.
I agree. But what I was saying was, it essentially, this entire academy is training people to become Rangers for the future, and you don't count the squads below B. You don't count the C, D, E, F, G squads. You just count the A, the B, Kruger, Omega, Nova, Cat, and Boom. 12 out of...
14.
The image, yeah, there's 14 total Rangers in this.
If you're counting Boom as a Ranger from his dream or whatever, then you got 15.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
If you count the Dino Rangers, that's another 6. So that would be 20 Rangers. Or 21 Rangers if you're also counting Boom. Yeah. That's nuts. It's awesome, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
The story takes place in the year 2025 after Earth has welcomed alien beings to live peacefully with the human race. But peace is short-lived as the planet-conquering Trubian Empire turns its destructive attention to Earth. When the Earth first line of defense, the SPD A Squad, vanishes without a trace, the protection of the planet falls to the replacements, the B Squad Rangers, and their dog-like alien commander, Anubis Doggy Kruger. When two reformed thieves join the team, the red and yellow SPD Rangers, tensions threaten to tear them apart. With the alien threat growing stronger at every moment, the Rangers must put aside their differences and go into action as one. Using teamwork, intergalactic weaponry, and light-speed Zord vehicles to battle evil, they unite to become one of the ultimate forces for good, Power Rangers Space Patrol Delta. My biggest gripe about this series is, like, I'm not expecting, like, super long episode titles, but I'm expecting episode titles that grab me, and some of the episode titles just suck. I know this is a nitpick. I understand this is a super high nitpick, but, like, the first two-parter of the series, Beginnings, I mean, that just didn't...
Yeah, you definitely nitpicking here.
I know.
I could care less what the title of it's called, unless it's something clever, then it just adds to it. But it never takes it away for me.
A clever title for me was Abridged, which was a story for Bridge. Shadow, when Shadow Ranger came out, I like that, but, you know... And I understand that I'm nitpicking it, but it was just, I don't know.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I mean, you got Idol, Walls, Dogged, Sam Part 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you that they're lame, but it's not like not enough for me to care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the intro, as you said earlier, a very different way. I like how all these seasons after the MMPR era are very different from each other as far as how the team is assembled or brought together.
Right.
I absolutely love that essentially, while, you know, Sky and his, you know, holier than thou, follow the rules attitude is like, they're criminals, that's all that they are. Whereas, you know, Jack and Z were trying to help as you said earlier, they're essentially Robin Hood. But they're actually trying to help the poor people, the poor aliens of the city. So I like that whole aspect, and I like how Zeo always wanted something bigger.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Other episodes I liked was, I liked the Sam story. I thought it was cool. I thought it was cooler when he came back. I like the Shadow story. The SWAT story. The two different team-ups.
Which were awesome.
Were awesome, yes. Yeah. The team-ups were great. God, where's the team-ups? History was the second one. And
Impact.
Then,
well, they were back-to-back, so it was Missing and History, right? Or no, Missing and Impact.
I forget now. Holy crap.
Well, they were back-to-back, whatever they were, because I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they were. You're right. No, I was thinking of Reflection. I was thinking Reflection was part of it, but it's not. Reflection is something totally... Reflection is a Sky story. Yeah, you're right.
I think it was History and Impact.
History and Impact. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, that was cool because it was so neat. But my question about the team-ups, though, is like, where in the Dino Thunder mythos does that take place? I know History takes place after Dino Thunder. But where does, like, where, because when they do Impact and they go back to 2004, it's in the middle of Dino Thunder, and Trent has already become a Ranger. So that's my question about Impact is, where exactly, like, in between what episodes in Dino Thunder would Impact take place? I mean, yes, I know it's a time travel story, and you can say, oh, well, everyone erased their memories so it didn't really happen or whatever else, but... If you're just looking at it as face value and wondering where it would fall into the storyline, I'm wondering where in Dino Thunder it would fall into.
Yeah, I got no idea. I mean, I know exactly what you're saying, but yeah. I don't think they look that deep into it.
No, and plus, like I said, everybody erased their memories, so no one would remember Impact. So there is that. I did like the whole... A squad evil thing. I kind of knew that was happening, but I did like that, and I like the end. I like how it kind of comes full circle. What about you? What are some of your favorites?
Okay, the SWAT episodes were really good.
Mm-hmm.
The A squad is probably my favorite. I really really enjoyed that, even though I wish it could have been a little bit longer. And then the Shadow Part 1 and 2. Because, I mean, pretty much everything is a parter, like a one-parter or a two-parter.
Yeah.
Now, the stuff I didn't like about SPD was, one was the Sam's morphing powers or whatever, where he could freeze time and everything, like I mentioned earlier, where it's like he had all these abilities, but he didn't really use them. I didn't like how, let me say this first. I liked how Jack gave his morpher to Sky so he could become the Red Ranger in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, he gives him back his morpher, Jack back his morpher, and he goes, you'd be a good Red Ranger. And he goes, you know what? You're the Red Ranger. I'm the Blue Ranger. And I thought, you know what? That's badass. Because that dude owned his. He's the Blue Ranger. He's the Blue Ranger. He feels the Blue Ranger is just as important as the Red Ranger, and the Red Ranger is just a color. You know, he didn't care anymore. He just knew that he was going to do his part.
Yeah. I will say that the characters do develop, and I do like that. Like, Sky gets over his thing of, oh, she's just a girl. I wouldn't follow her anywhere,
Right.
They do get over that, and I do like that about it, so.
And another thing that I liked was, after they beat the A squad, Doggy Kruger said, well, you guys are the A squad, and they're like, well, if it's okay with you, we'll just be the B squad. I love that, too. That's no different than Sky wanting to be the Blue Ranger and saying, no, this is me, this is who I am. I did not like, however, how Sky became the Red Ranger. I think we mean you already talked about this. I wish he would have said, I can lead. If you want me to lead, that's fine, but I can lead as the Blue Ranger. I don't think they need a Red Ranger. Like, I understand Power Rangers, you got to have a Red Ranger. Well, you already had a Red Ranger for a long time, and now he went back to giving clothes to the homeless people.
Yeah.
So I just wish that Sky would have turned down the Red Ranger and showed those four as, you know, kicking butt, and him staying the Blue Ranger.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I thought, because the only, as much as I didn't like Sky in the beginning, because, you know, he's all about, I have to fulfill my destiny, whatever else, and I must be the Red Ranger. He had this attitude in the beginning of, I deserve it no matter what, blah, 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 which obviously in the beginning he didn't. I think over this progression of the series, he did deserve it.
I don't see why he didn't deserve it at the beginning. Like, why not? What's the reason that Jack becomes the Red Ranger? Because he wants it so bad that because Sky wants to be the Red Ranger so bad. I mean, technically,
well, no, Sky expects it. That's the thing. It's like,
well, yeah, but so because he expects you when you're at a job for 2 years, you expect a raise, don't you? Are you going to tell me because this guy goes by the book that he can't be the Red Ranger? You know what I mean? He was a perfect Red Ranger.
No, I'm saying that within those first episodes when he's like, this isn't the Red Morpher,
right,
or whatever else, and he expects to, like, he, like, instead of going out and proving himself, and he already showed in the beginning that he was a sexist pig at first when Kruger asked him, would you follow Sid into battle, and he's like, no sir, she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know he had this just horrible attitude about he deserved it no matter what. No one else, you know, everybody else wasn't as good as he was, blah, 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 blah. And that's why he didn't get it at first, until he, over the course of the series, learned to work as everybody learned to work as a team.
Right. And, I mean, maybe it would have been better if they would have made a bigger deal out of it, or something would have happened where he became the Red Ranger, but they're like, hey, Jack's gone. Sky, you're the Red Ranger. Okay. You know, I mean,
I don't think it...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It was just that. I don't think, oh, well, Jack's gone. No, it wasn't that at all. It was the fact that throughout the series, the two of them have been at each other's throats about it, and Sky has always thrown it in Jack's face that, oh, I need to, you know, you don't deserve being the Red Ranger. I deserve it, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, Jack, because he's going, you know, he's moving on with his life, he's like, here, you know, you've earned this. You know, that, you know, you are, you know, go lead this team. So that's the way I saw it, was throughout the entire season, each of those Rangers had growth that they needed to do before they went on to whatever they were going to go on to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Sky.
Yeah. And I don't really care for, I mean, great, you're helping the homeless and you're helping the needy, but I mean, and I understand that there's no monsters at this time, but don't you think that being SPD is a little bit more important than making sure John Doe has a jacket?
Well, I will agree to a certain point that Jack in the last two episodes was flaking off with his duties and everything else, but the point of it was what does he really want to do in life? Does he want to, you know, be a police officer and have to report to duty every morning and do all these, you know, tasks and I'm not talking about, you know, fighting. I'm just like talking about like everyday SPD tasks and all that stuff. You know, is that the life that he wants, where he has to essentially, you know, answer to a commanding officer and this, that, and the other thing? And he didn't want that. He wanted to help people, but he wanted to help people in his own way. And, you know, he had to make a life choice.
Right. Well, I just thought it was kind of dumb because he was like, you know, well, what do you want? He's like, well, I want to help people. Like, great. Well, you're helping people by saving their lives. You know, you don't have to worry about Joe Schmo having a jacket if he's dead because the monster kills him.
Right, but there's also the whole thing of, you know, you can help someone just by, you know, saying hello to them, or, you know, you can give your help in smaller doses without having to be Mr. Big Bad Red Ranger and leading the Power Rangers to destroy. Because at the point of the ending, yes, there's always going to be monsters. Yes, there's always going to be villains. But at the point of Endings Part 2, Grum was gone. You know, the immediate threat to the world was over.
Right.
You know, now who's to say? And I don't know because I've never seen Mystic Force. I don't know if there's a team up. So please, listeners, don't, you know, if you want to comment and say, oh, there was whatever else. I have never seen Mystic Force, so I would prefer to stay away from spoilers because I've never seen it. I want to be able to hate it equally as I hate some of the other stuff that I hate. But like, say there's a team up in Mystic Force with SPD, and say, you know, Jack comes back, and you know, that's fine. But at the end of this season, at the end of this series, the world is essentially saved, and of course, there's always going to be crime. There's all, you know, but the immediate, you know, blow up the world threat is over, and you know, he has to live his life.
Yeah.
That's the way I saw it.
And I'm fine with that.
It's kind of like, you know, being stuck in a dead-end job that you absolutely hate, but you still have to do it. Eventually, you're going to have to make a choice whether you want to move on from that job and find something better for yourself. And I'm not saying that, you know, helping the homeless or helping, you know, clothe people is better or worse than being a Power Ranger, but it's all about choices. Oh, lovely. There's a giant ass bug up in the corner of my window. Nice.
What?
Sorry, I'm distracted because the damn thing's buzzing around up there. What about the music? What'd you think of the music? We have Ron Wasserman doing the theme song. We have him back.
Yeah, I love the theme song.
Yeah, the theme song's awesome.
Hey, wait till you hear Mystic Force's theme song. Holy cow.
Oh God. I love the theme song. I love how the theme song is worked into some of the battles. I also love some of the just the regular instrumental music in SPD that it isn't like if they're in a battle, but it's not just the theme song battle, it's just a battle that has some background music in it.
Yeah.
I like that because I know it's Wasserman's music and I know he's doing something with it and I really enjoyed it.
The music kind of blended in for me, which is a good thing.
Yes,
It and
very much so.
it was part of a scene. It wasn't music in the background. It was like, oh, this battle is epic. You got the music, you know what I mean? But it was like the music was part of the battle. And it just he does a good job. He really does.
Yes. And it's just amazing. So moving on to the popularity, reception, and all that good stuff. As we've said before, it is on Netflix. You can watch it there. I know it's, I think it's still on iTunes if you want to buy it there as well. As of right now, there is no news for seasons past Lost Galaxy for Shout Factory's DVD deal. I'm sure we'll find out about that in the future because I know, because I follow Brian Ward on Twitter and I know that he tweeted a couple weeks ago saying, I can't wait to get back into doing Power Rangers DVD work. He really wants to make more sets, so I'm sure Shout Factory will make more season sets of Power Rangers. That would be awesome. There's a video game for this series.
Yes.
Did not know that. It was produced for the Space Patrol Delta series and the Game Boy Advance, a side-scrolling version, which is a simple platformer involving fighting several foes. From the series, you might fight Trubians on rooftops inside buildings. This features one level, which is the final level where you play as Shadow Ranger. This game is a role-play style where you can play with multiple rangers from episodes Beginnings Part 2 to Shadow Part 2. That's kind of cool. Is this. Now, I know that there have been other Power Rangers comics, but is this the first one that is a comic strip?
What do you mean a comic strip?
You didn't know about this?
No.
Hmm. It's in the script. I'm gonna read part of it, but here. Let's see. A new monthly comic strip based on the series appeared every issue of Jetix magazine in the UK in 2005. Jetix magazine is the official magazine of Jetix, the channel that shows SPD in the UK. The strip was the first Power Rangers strip to be written by Transformers writer Simon Furman. Oh my god, you got Simon Furman writing Power Rangers. Lovely. Collaborating for the first time in the PR strip with equally popular TF artist Andrew Wildman, who had previously done artwork for other Power Rangers strips under Jetix Magazine's previous banner of Fox Kids Wicked. During the course of the strip, the running subplot involving a rogue Crybot who has become self-aware and rebelled against Grum gradually unfolded. He would resurface to warn SPD of Grum's invasion attempt in the final story, supply Jack with a device that once instead once inserted on the Terror would incapacitate the Crybot fleet. Unlike the ending's finale, Jack does not leave the team. In another change, the Rangers do not decline the position of A-Squad, and the season rank of A-Squad was discarded in light of the previous teams tarnishing it with their treacherous ways. So, yeah, there was a whole comic strip based on SPD, which was, I guess it sounds pretty interesting and cool.
I had no idea.
Huh. All right, so we're going to head to some ads from both PCN and GCR, and we're also going to play some voicemails, one from Tyler and one from a new listener, John. I believe his name is John. I'm sorry if I forget. My memory's bad. I'm old, damn it. So we'll be back after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening from the Command Center, GeekCast Radio Network.
You can now hear the GeekCast Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear GeekCast Radio, you'll have a chance to win money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. During registration, hit the promo code box and enter GeekCast Radio, all one word, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episodes of the shows will be waiting for you and your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code GeekCast Radio when you register.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
...2012 marks the 30th anniversary for Masters of the Universe. We here at the GCRN are celebrating with a brand new series of podcasts. The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of every MOTU cartoon. Yes, even that crappy New Adventure stuff. Join Optimus Solo and TFU and Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become Masters in Space, and finally Masters of Grayskull. You can find the Pogs podcasts in iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Good journey.
Yeah, this is for from the Command Center. Hey, it's Tyler again. Anyways, I just wanted to say, I wanted to make sure, am I coming off as like a jerk whenever I send these in, or just, I don't know how I'm sounding to you guys. I hope I'm not sounding that way. I really like the podcast. I really like what you guys are doing. Anyways, I wasn't calling with any question. I was just saying I wanted to thank you guys for getting Jason David Frank on there, because for the past year or so, I have just felt as if, I don't know, there's something about the man that I didn't like. And whenever you guys brought him on in the interview that you had with him, I really gained respect for the guy again. I don't know what happened in the past. I guess it was just the whole thing between him and Austin St. John. But I really want to thank you guys for getting him on the show so I could, you know, hear him talk and explain some stuff. And I really, really have respect for the guy again. So that's really all I had to say. Keep doing what you guys do.
Hey, guys, I'm leaving this for From the Command Center. Great job. Really like what you're doing. Yeah, keep it up. Pretty much all I got to say. Nothing too major on my mind, whatever. Really enjoyed your interview with Jason David Frank. I've shown you guys my friends, and they've started picking it up. And with all, along with all your other shows, I've been getting into the TFG1 podcast more recently, and it inspired me to get back in Transformers. And, of course, I picked up the Shout Factory complete series set and the 20th anniversary movie. So keep that up. Just all in all, great job. But I have one suggestion slash, I guess just suggestion slash request. When you guys get to Mystic Force, could you, sort of theme, could you play the Ron Wasserman demo instead of the actual theme? Please. That theme is awful. My name's Joey. I'm on Ranger board as Devastator 59. Just thanks a lot and keep up the good work.
This is Daniel Southworth, and you're listening to From the Command Center.
We are back, and before we forget, the one thing we did not mention is the Bruce Kalish explosions. A lot of the explosions in this series, again, I know it's a nitpick, but you know, I posted on your Facebook about, I posted a picture of when Jack got his Battleizer and there was an explosion. It looks like he's standing right in front of the explosion. It looks like the flames are engulfing him. He would not be alive. I do think that the effects in this series, especially with the explosions, are too much.
They did love some explosions, that is for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like Michael Bay-level explosions. So there is that. rounding out the feedback stuff for this episode, we do have two new iTunes reviews. You can find these in iTunes under the From the Command Center feed. One of them is from Super Saiyan Ranger, who's left on July 26, 2012. More phenomenal, a 5-star review. Great work, guys. Love the Power Rangers since I was 5. My favorites are MMPR, Zeo, In Space, Lost Galaxy, Time Force, Dino Thunder, SPD, and RPM. I'm clinging to the hopes that Megaforce will be better than the disappointing Samurai. My favorite segment in the show is Spada's Sentai segment. I always look forward to hear how different or similar the Sentai is to the American counterpart. Thanks for making the show, and may the power protect you. And then we have one from Oz Lotus, left on July 28th. Good show, guys. Scotty is the sober yin to going against the raging yang of Mike. One suggestion. Move Spada's Sentai review to the beginning of the show. Waiting for the next episode. May the power protect you. Okay, I don't know if I said this in the beginning of the podcast. We are not going to change the current format of how the show, how each episode lays out. Spada's Sentai clip will always play after Scotty and I talk about the characters, the Zords, the weapons, all that stuff. It will always fall between that and when we talk about the actual episodes and plot lines. That's the format of the show. Putting it at the beginning of the show would not make any sense to us, because when I started this podcast, we weren't even going to be taught. I hadn't even approached Spada. When I first told Scotty about the idea for the podcast version of From the Command Center, I said, hey, it'll just be us talking about the American stuff. I figured, okay, well, Spada knows a lot about the Sentai stuff. Spada's a good buddy of mine. I like working with him. And I figured I would, you know, give him something to do to give you guys more information. But the whole point of this podcast is the American version comes first. The Sentai version is second. So the format of the show is not going to change. I'm sorry if people don't like that.
I don't think it really matters. I don't know why they want it first or last or in the middle.
Yeah. All right. Listeners, tell us why you want Spada's clip at the beginning of the show. We're not saying that we're going to change it, but, you know, write in. You can send email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. But Let us know why you want Spada's clip at the beginning of the show.
If it's a real, if it's a legit good reason, maybe we will switch it. I mean, but as of right now, it's like, who cares? What's the difference?
Yep. And of course, Chaotix also says SPD is another one that I absolutely love and consider one of the best PR seasons. It has fantastic story, multiple references that only the most diehard of Ranger fans will get. An awesome Six Ranger. This season's writing is so great, even Big Blue Dog Alien in a Ranger costume can be outright badass. And I think I saw, and it saw the return of original PR theme composer Ron Wasserman, which we talked about. One of the only weak points that both of the team-ups are less than stellar. I disagree with that.
I liked them. I loved them.
Yeah, I thought the team-ups were good. I especially liked the history team-up because it was seeing what happened to the Dino Rangers after the end of Dino Thunder, so I did like that. For you, the listeners of From the Command Center, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over at Pop Culture Network and Geekcast Radio Network. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. My name is TFG and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio or at Pop Culture Net. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. And you can also look for popculturenetwork.com over there. You can find the award-winning From the Command Center video series on PCN's YouTube channel, youtube.com/popculturenetwork. Call the voicemail line, tell us the show you're leaving the message for, and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we will be continuing the Power Rangers talk with Mystic Farce. And yes, I said that correctly. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh, and To Tyler and John, thank you for the voicemails. I just now remembered to respond to them. Tyler, we are not mad at you. In your last voicemail that you sent us, it was too quiet. So that was the only thing that I was saying was when you're talking into whatever device, microphone, telephone, don't be like 5 feet away from it. You know, make it so we can hear you. That was my only complaint about that. John, thank you for the voicemail. Glad you're enjoying the show. And we will catch you guys in September with the Mystic Farce.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Let the power protect you.
No! Now they match.
You'll pay for this, Kruger.
Justice is served.
Well done, doggy.
Rangers, I've called you together to hear this. Jack Landers has left SPD.
He resigned?
But why? He didn't even say goodbye.
Doesn't surprise me. Once something's over, he's gone.
Rangers, for your true courage, heroism, and valor in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds, I am elevating you to A-Squad. Did you hear me? I'm promoting you to A-Squad.
No, we heard you, sir. But, well, we talked it over. And you know what? We are B-Squad. That's who we are. That's who we want to be.
Very well. B-Squad it is. There will be no A-Squad. But there's still one problem. You have no Red Ranger. You have no leader. Sky Tate, step forward. If I was to appoint Sid as Red Ranger, would you follow her into battle?
Sir, I'd follow anyone into battle you felt worthy of wearing the color red.
Congratulations, Sky. You are the new Red Ranger. Your father will be very proud of you.
Hey! That's our ride home. Goodbye, everyone. And thank you for making our future safe.
Yes. Goodbye.
Wait.
Goodbye, Sam.
I'll see you in 20 years.
Okay. I'll be there, Z. Let's go, Nova.
Right.
Goodbye, my friends.
So long.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Hey!
You guys need some clothes?
Guys, thanks. Yeah, you might have left SPD, but you're not leaving our lives.
Well, brother, guess we both get to do something bigger.
Hello there.
Piggy, what are you doing here?
Oh, didn't Jack tell you? I've gone into business with him and Allie. Oh.
Go for it.
Ready!
Ready!
SPD Emergency!